T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Dana just said, please, God, let it rain. I do believe rain is in the forecast for tomorrow.
I'm going to be honest. We're to this point in August where I just stopped watering my plants.
Really?
It's a losing proposition.
Why?
Because I don't want to go out there every day and do it.
Do you want your plants to survive?
I'm kind of at that point where I'm like, you know what? You got me.
It's August.
You win. 15th. You're dead. See you next year.
By the way, it's every 2 to 3 days.
I know.
Really? You've just completely given up?
Yeah.
Poor guys.
I know. Is your lawn brown, too?
Lawn is not bad, but the potted plants, I mean, oof.
Dana, it just takes like a little bit of water.
I know. I've got a lot of them.
So do I. And I fill up a pitcher.
You know what I need? Cacti.
What?
Cacti. Dusses?
No, cacti. You were good.
Cacti's correct. Just thought it was funny.
I joked the other day, I need succulents and cactuses. Because by August, this happens every year. I'm like, I'm sick of watering all those damn plants.
It only takes a few minutes.
By the way, we have had 3 heat waves this summer. So if your yard did go dormant and is brown, you should start watering it again
in five days, Toby Tobin?
According to Toby Tobin.
I almost called in the other day. I'm not even mildly kidding you, but I was embarrassed. And so I texted Sam, could you please ask Toby Tobin something for me from a, quote, longtime listener, first-time caller? Because
I don't want to call in. Well, then you're not a first-time caller. But what was the question you wanted to ask Toby Tobin?
I wanted to know when I trim back my hydrangeas. And I called Sam on a Saturday on the hotline and asked him to ask Toby Tobin for me and then report back to me what Toby said.
And I forgot the answer, so she can call in on Saturday if she wants the answer.
I swear to you, ask Sam, that happened last Saturday.
Why don't you just call in?
Well, because I thought that would be weird. And then I think, well, that's what BR callers think when they call in, that it's weird.
Hi, Toby. Dana Leewood. was just curious.
Do I identify myself as like you're sitting in my chair?
Hi, Toby. This is Dana in Overland Park. What do I do with my pistachio?
What?
My pistachio hydrangeas.
Literally. Did you put something in that Coke in there?
No! I said to Sam, I don't want to talk to him. And he goes, just call in. And I go, no, that's weird.
You make a living encouraging people to call into a radio station.
The irony is not lost on me.
Okay, as long as it's not.
But then it comes to my hydrangeas. I'm like, well, I don't want to ask Toby. Can you ask him for me?
Well, it's not a stupid question.
I feel like everyone that listens and calls into that show, they are like super upper level knowledgeable about all things gardening and planting.
No, the people in this room are.
This is Dana. Okay, follow me.
All right.
I don't want to water my stuff and it's dead again.
Well, then...
That is the level of knowledge I have about all things earth.
That's not knowledge. That's just...
That's how bad it is.
Lack of willingness.
Which is why I didn't want to call in.
The whole point of the show is for people who don't know what they're talking about to call in.
No, no, no. I've listened to this show. And the callers are like, well, I have the G3 squared type of tomatoes, but last year... I mean, they're very knowledgeable. The callers have a level of knowledge about this stuff. And then here I come along. Well, I didn't water my stuff and it died. What do you do? Can you help me?
It is a living creature. It needs water to survive. Why don't you just put a little bit of... I don't understand. Why don't you just fill up a pitcher every morning and go outside and just put a little bit or turn on a hose and spray them. It's not that much work.
It's exhausting for me to think about it.
What?
It just is. I'm telling you, I'm not good at that stuff. And I look at other people's yards and I marvel at how good they are. And then I get stressed out when I think about like calling Toby Tobin, which I cannot believe I haven't told you because I knew you would find that funny.
Why? Well, I think it's bizarre. Strangely bizarre. Yes.
I typed out the question and printed it out for Toby to read on the air.
Did you say it was from Dana?
I did. Yes. Yes. And by the way, it is early spring, it looks like, is when you should start the thought of pruning.
Okay.
Not after August 1st.
I don't even know what pruning means, Sam.
That would be the trimming back of the plant that you were asking about.
I don't know how to do that.
You grab a pair of...
No. Oh. No. I don't know how to do it. There's a certain part on the... I do not know how to do green things.
Then don't.
At
well, then
all.
Why do you? Then why do you do it?
Because I had them put in, I can't believe, I'll call Saturday. I had them put in like 4 years ago, and I'm afraid if I cut them down, they're going to die. Please don't call Toby Tobin. I feel like he's the Wizard of Oz, and he's behind this curtain, and he's super smart, and I am so dumb. I am so dumb, Scott. I don't do planting thing. I can't make jelly. We know this about Dana. We know this.
Here's what I don't know. You know your own limitations, correct?
Yes.
You know that you don't do green things.
Right.
You know that after 10 years, you're not good at crabapple jelly.
Yes.
Then why do you keep trying?
Because I love my hydrangeas and I don't want them to die because we had 26 of them professionally planted. And I feel like if I touch them, I will kill them. And then I will have remorse.
Okay, I understand being a little cautious about trimming back a plant.
Yeah, when people go, just trim it back. I go, I don't know what that means.
But I don't understand the idea that you don't want to water your plants because it's hot. It gets hot every year.
Yeah.
That's not new.
Please tell me you're not going to.
I'm not going to tell you that we're calling Toby Tobin, but we are.
Why am I so bad at weird things? I put stuff in the ground, it dies. I try something else in the ground, it dies.
What happens is, I think it comes spring, okay?
I get real excited.
You get real excited because we're coming out of winter. Winter sucked. Everybody is out in the yard. They're at Suburban. Everybody seems to be having a good time. You want in on the action, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my neighbors are putting in all this stuff in their yard. It looks fantastic.
Getting
I want that too. Oh my God, it looks really good. Everything's coming back to life. Oh my God, I can't wait. And then that's in March and April.
Right.
Okay.
By August, I'm done.
Fast forward to August.
Yeah.
When everything is struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're just not willing to throw it a lifeline. Because.
Do you know the last time I went to Suburban, I got my plants, I'm walking out, and one of the longtime cashiers there who I adore, I think his name's Larry, looked at my plants. He did not look at me. He looked at the plants in the basket and goes, bye. It was nice knowing you. I swear to God, he looked at my plants and said, bye. It was nice knowing you. Oh, they see me coming. They're like, here she is again.
You know, if plants had brains, you know, they'd be stuck there. They're like looking up.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
God, oh God, God. Oh my God. Don't go. Don't look. Don't look at her. Don't look. Don't you dare. Don't look at her in the eye. She might like it. Oh my God. She's reaching towards us.
I just need stuff you can stick it in and don't touch it. Just put it in the ground. Leave it alone. That stuff is fine.
Just stick it in and don't touch
it. But if it requires pruning or cutting or trimming back or any of that stuff, I'm out.
Okay.
Sorry. How did this happen?
I honest to God, I don't know. I don't know how this conversation got started.
Hold on. It's because I called Sam on a Saturday and asked him to, in some code to ask Toby Tobin something for me.
Well, why don't you ask him now?
No, you did not call Toby Tobin.
Hi, Toby.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing very good.
Quick question for I know we caught you off guard, and I appreciate you joining us at the last second. Quick question from Dana. If you don't water a plant, will it die?
Absolutely.
I just need it to rain more than it does, Toby. And I just did not have the guts to call into your show the other day because I'm so dumb and I kill everything and I love my hydrangeas and I don't want to kill them, but I don't understand what pruning them means.
And before you answer that, Toby, you probably missed the story a moment ago, but when Dana went to Suburban earlier this year, as she was walking away with her cart full of plants, the cashier literally looked at Dana and goes, "Bye."
He said goodbye
to the plants. To the plants, not to Dana.
Nice knowing you.
She knows Dana, I guess.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And knows that those plants have a very short life ahead of them.
Yeah, the plants just planted this year need to be irrigated during dry periods once a week.
Okay, I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be just maybe about... How big were they? Were they in like 2 gallon pots or 5 gallon pots or what?
Toby, they are about 4 years old and they are now about 4 feet tall and I'm scared to touch them.
Okay, so you just didn't plant them this year?
Nope, 4 years ago.
Plants that have been in the ground for 4 years, you would water maybe every other week. A good watering every other week during periods of drought.
Okay.
When would one prune a hydrangea?
Well, hydrangeas bloom on what variety, number one, what variety are they?
They're pistachio, Toby.
Okay. They bloom on new growth, so you can go ahead and you can prune them in the spring, like in March, early April. The new growth, if that comes out, they will bloom on that. When the blooms turn brown, then you go ahead and just trim off the brown blooms.
Just trim them off?
Yep.
Okay, but in the winter, I'm not supposed to whack it down to the ground because I've got neighbors who do that.
No. Okay. No, leave it alone.
Okay, that's good. I'm good at leaving them alone. All right.
Do your hard trimming in March.
What? I don't know what that means, Toby.
What is that different than a soft trimming?
Yes. Yeah, you can do light trimmings. You know, like if you do a light trimming now, what will happen is if you remove some of the foliage, they will sunburn. The foliage underneath isn't accustomed to the hot sun. And they'll actually turn brown. They'll sunburn.
Okay.
So don't like to trim them at all now. You can trim them the end of September, early October, when we have nice cool weather. But as far as cutting them back like 6 inches from the ground, you wouldn't do that until March or early April.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a really whacking them back. That's okay. I don't like to do that very often. I like to cut them back maybe halfway.
Halfway. Okay.
Right. So they're 4 feet now. You cut them back to 2 feet in the spring.
Okay, I am sure you have many things going on in your very green thumb life, and I am sorry to bother you today, but thank you.
She's
nice talking with you. It's never a bother.
Toby, by the way,
I'm actually kind of flustered.
I've never seen her intimidated when we've talked to somebody on the hotline, and we've had like Lou Ferrigno in here. I'm not kidding you, man. I've never seen Dana intimidated until just now. She was petrified to talk with you on the phone.
Go, please don't call Toby.
She did. She said, do not call Toby Tobin. And I said to Sam, can you call Toby Tobin?
That's funny.
And so she is very nervous talking to you. And I appreciate you being so gentle and not making fun of her, which is so easy at this very moment.
Okay, I will try not to kill my hydrangeas.
Yes, you're going to be fine.
Okay, good talk.
All right.
Okay,
can she call you again?
Absolutely.
All right.
Anytime.
And your show is on every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., is that correct?
You bet.
All right, right here on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes.
All right, Toby, I love you, man. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. You take care.
Okay, buddy.
You know what I think it is? He uses all these fancy words like irrigation.
Or trimming.
No, he said hard trimming. What is that?
That means more than a soft trim.
You don't even know what
you're
saying.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
A soft trim would be like just cutting off the tips.
This is the dead ends of like a haircut.
Right.
Hard trimming is your full-on Sinead O'Connor.
No, that's too hard.
What is going on right now?
This is why I don't call into his show, even when I have legitimate questions, because they use these terms. I don't even know what they mean. Don't look at me like you understood anything
he just
said.
I used to read the news on his show when I first came here 25 years ago.
That doesn't mean you understand what he's saying.
I understood every single word out of his mouth. I am Toby Tobin.
He said brown trim off. I don't even know what that is.
If it's brown, trim it off.
Yeah, that was pretty straightforward.
Jeez, man. It's a plant. Somebody says it's raining up in the Northland.
Thank God.
All right. Somebody says, Dana, treat your potted plants like your kids at college. Call them once a week.
Okay.
See? Telephone number here.
I'll learn something today.
It's 586-7798. You are nuts. 586-7798. Sam, Dana, my name is Scott here on KMBZ.
I just need stuff you can stick it in and don't touch it. Just that stuff is fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.